KLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court issued a decision upholding portions of the Voting Rights Act that protect against voter discrimination. ABC's Terry Moran says this case involved Alabama's district maps redrawn by Republicans and left the state with just one predominantly black voting district.
This is a huge win for the Voting Rights Act, and it means that from now on, all the arguments about redistricting are going to have to take into account what happens to minority voters. That is the command of the Supreme Court and the Voting Rights Act.
The court ruled the maps must be redrawn. Heavy smoke and polluted skies across U.S. states from wildfires burning in Canada, leading to more health concerns, air delays, and rescheduling of outdoor events. The White House is postponing its major Pride Month event. It was originally set for today. It'll now take place Saturday. At the White House, President Biden's hosting U.K. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Support for Ukraine at the top of the agenda. This is ABC News. In France, children are among the eight people injured after a knife attack in a town in the Alps. A suspect's in custody. Attorneys for the impeached Attorney General of Texas go on the offensive.
Texas State Representative Andrew Murr led the investigative committee that recommended impeachment for Attorney General Ken Paxton based on claims of abuse of office, misuse of funds, and favoritism.
Having a government free of corruption in America is the only thing that separates us from a third world country.
Paxton's high-profile lawyer is Tony Busby.
When I read the 20 articles of impeachment, my first thought were these are worthless and weak.
Busby will make the case when Paxton's impeachment trial goes to the Texas Senate in August. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Amazon is reportedly ready to introduce ads to its Prime Video service, reportedly looking to generate more revenue from entertainment. It's unclear how much an ad-supported plan would cost or if it would affect Amazon Prime members. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Amory City Council voted to overturn the termination of a city employee. In a 4-1 roll call vote, the City Council reinstated Bethany Escrow to her position as an administrative assistant to the police department. Escrow was fired in part for her role in Facebook posts critical of the city's government and employees. The City Council also tabled the motion to amend ATV and UTV routes within the city. Over a quarter of Wisconsin is experiencing drought, according to the USDA. That includes nearly all of Polk County and neighboring counties in northwestern Wisconsin and areas south of I-90 in southwestern Wisconsin. According to the National Drought Monitor, over 88% of Wisconsin is abnormally dry. The National Weather Service says that over the next 6 to 10 days, the state will see continued above average temperatures and below normal precipitation. And the state high school softball championships began this morning in Madison at Goodman Diamond. This afternoon, Grantsburg will take on Iola Scandinavia, while McDonald plays Stevens Point Pichelli later tonight. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Allbus Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes,
Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm